Hello, you're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mayer. And joining us in the studio is Ben Harrington, who is a freelance business journalist and also the editor of the Betaville website. So, Ben, it's good to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me, and it's great to be here.
Good. So the big story over the weekend was, of course, Kraft and Unilever, and that fell through. So what did you make of this story?
Well, first, I'd just like to congratulate sort of a rival, but also colleague, Bryce Elder at FT Alphaville, who broke the story on Friday afternoon. Late last week. And congratulations to him. And, I don't think I've ever seen this before, where you've got a multi-billion pound takeover, and within 2 days or 1.5 days, it's finished, basically.
Question, wouldn't it actually have been better if the story hadn't been broken and the companies could have done their little bit more chit-chat with each other and getting the right deal together?
Well, that's precisely what they would argue, but if you're in the business of journalism and breaking stories, you don't care.
It's quite the scoop, isn't it?
Yeah, and that story, I suspect, would be pretty hard to top as well.
Well, it would have been the biggest merger, wouldn't it, behind Nestle? So,
People were talking about it being the second largest M&A transaction or takeover of ever.
Yeah.
So, after Vodafone, Mannesmann. So, quite frankly, I don't think Bryce Elder gave two hoots whether he was going to blow the deal up or make it or speed it up possibly. No. The only thing that he cares about is whether the information is accurate, and clearly it was.
So the big question now is, what's next for Kraft?
Precisely. So now the deal's off the table, investors are going to be asking themselves, what does Kraft Heinz and the backers to Kraft Heinz, 3G, and Warren Buffett plan to do. Early last week, before the Unilever story broke, there was some vague speculation going around the market about something afoot with Colgate. To be honest, I never managed to bottom that story out. and that continued throughout the week in tandem with the Unilever story breaking. So I don't know whether that's connected or not connected, but you could see, given that they went for Unilever, Colgate being in the same sector as Unilever, I guess could be a potential takeover target for the Kraft Heinz / Warren Buffett 3G bunch.
But do you think the politicians would be less upset if that was going to happen?
Do
you think the politicians would be less upset with a Colgate takeover? Would it ruffle fewer feathers than the Unilever deal?
Well, Colgate is a US-listed company, so you don't...
So it would have been fine.
Well, I'm not going to pretend to be to know what US politicians think about M&A transactions taking place in the US, but... I do want to just make clear that really that really is unsubstantiated speculation and is definitely, you know, not something that I think is happening right now, but I'm just reporting the speculation in tandem with what has come out over the last sort of 48 hours. Another name that could, I guess, and this really is me speculating out loud, that could be thought of as a potential target, I guess, for Kraft Heinz is Reckitt Benckiser, and there's also been speculation around Coca-Cola. So I'm sure all sorts of names will now get thrown up as investors start to speculate about what Kraft Heinz / 3G Warren Buffett do next.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so let's move over to the pharma and healthcare industry, and what have you got for us there?
Well, just to note that some of the stories that we talked about last week on Tip TV were literally confirmed in one case about an hour of us breaking the story. Zeltiq Aesthetics, which was bought by Allergan for around $2.5 billion, and Hologic buying Cynosure for $1.6 billion. So Zeltic Aesthetics, I think, was announced just about an hour after we published or went on air, and Hologic going for Cynosure was announced the day afterwards. So not bad going, I guess, for TV and Beaterville. But
full marks, yeah. Full marks. But do you think we're seeing a return to the good old days of M&A? I mean, is it finally back?
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly it's firing on all cylinders. You know, I mean, in terms of Unilever, Kraft Heinz, and across several sectors. Mm. I mean, that was the consumer sector. Last week we had two deals announced in the US in the healthcare pharmaceutical sector, and another one of my stories that I published on Beaterville was in late last year was effectively confirmed as well, with this German drug manufacturer called Stada receiving indicative takeover proposals from a variety of private equity firms, including Cinven, Advent International. And that seems to be proceeding towards a deal as the company now looks to carry out a sort of strategic review, which is what I wrote about in late last year. So the interesting question there is whether trade buyers turn up to that strategic review / auction, and the names that have been mentioned in the past were Mylan and Sun Pharma as potential predators for that company.
Good. So we certainly have a lot to watch there moving forwards. Ben, thank you.
Great.
Ben Harrington there, who is the editor of the Beaterville website and also a freelance business journalist.